This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The U.S. Interior Department announced that the National Park Service will levy a $100 surcharge on international visitors to 11 of the country's most popular national parks starting January 1st. The $100 fee will be added to the standard entrance fee in the new year. The $100 will apply to Montana's two national parks, Yellowstone National Park and Glacier National Park, and to Grand Teton National Park, Bryce Canyon, Rocky Mountain National Park, Sequoia and Kings Canyon, Yosemite, Zion, the Everglades, and Acadia National Parks. The $100 non-resident charge will apply to international visitors age 16 and older who enter the 11 affected parks in a personal vehicle, in a commercial bus, or on foot. Additionally, annual park passes called the America the Beautiful passes will increase from $80 to $250 for international visitors, with proceeds going to the entire park service system. Those passes allow entry into all national parks for a year. Fees collected on site at locations like Yellowstone and Glacier will primarily benefit the park where they are sold, the agency said. The Interior Department also is making the America the Beautiful Pass digital and available on recreation.gov for faster entry and a smoother visitor experience across the National Park fee system for those who purchase an annual pass. For domestic visitors, the America the Beautiful Pass price will remain at $80. Yellowstone, America's first national park and one of its most visited, reported that nearly 15% of its visitors were from outside the country in 2024. That's down from 30% in 2018. Those numbers track with observations made by Kara McGarry, who launched a Gardner-based wildlife viewing company called In Our Nature in 2016. She said international visitation is plummeting in Yellowstone compared to recent years past. She attributes the shift to a change in attitudes about the U.S. after President Trump took office and the difficulty some tourism purveyors have encountered securing trip insurance. Last year, for example, she was set to assist with a 21-day bird viewing trip organized by a travel agency in Australia. The company that McGarry was coordinating with told her they were forced to cancel the trip after the insurance company they'd been working with declined to cover the trip due to concerns about gun violence in America. McGarry added that she's wary of a sticker shock factor given the size of the increase. McGarry said, "If I was going to a national park in Germany and I was paying twice what a German national was paying, I would be like, okay," she said. "If I was paying three or five times what a German national was paying, there might be a little bit of a knee-jerk effect." Mark Hauser with the Whistling Swan Motel outside Glacier National Park said that the charge for foreign visitors is a surefire way of discouraging people from visiting Glacier and will hurt businesses like his. For the holiday season, the Belgrade Light Park has switched on, part of Belgrade's annual festival. The lights came on last Tuesday night after volunteers helped install Christmas displays. The park, which will be lit until January 9, 2026, includes two memorial lights tunnels and a giant ornament for photo ops, among other displays. The park will be the venue for Memorial Lights Night, which begins at 6 p.m. on December 18th. The event will consist of a moment of silence before attendees are invited to walk through the Memorial Lights tunnels. Ornaments with loved ones' names will be hung for each string of lights purchased through the Memorial Lights program, and local choirs will be there to share the sounds of the season as people remember their loved ones. The lighted park is part of Belgrade's Festival of Lights, which was founded in 1996 by the Belgrade Chamber of Commerce. The Belgrade Community Coalition now leads the event. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.